Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. The View on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, Singapore's healthcare leaders are stepping up focus on social responsibility and are looking to digital solutions to support these goals. That's according to the latest Future Health Index findings from Philips. There is also a noticeable shift in the leaders' attitudes towards environmental sustainability. Almost one quarter of Singaporean healthcare leaders are putting sustainability practices at the top of their agenda. To find out more on this and other key trends, we're joined now by Ivy Lai, who is the country manager of Philips Singapore. Ivy, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you for having me on your show.
Great to have you with us. Happy Friday. Okay, Ivy, let's get to it. The Future Health Index report highlighted a number of key trends when it comes to healthcare leaders here in Singapore and across the globe as well as the region. What stood out to you?
Let me start by saying that this year's report explores how healthcare leaders are resetting their priorities to address key challenges as they navigate the new realities in healthcare management.
And that's post-pandemic, I'm assuming.
Exactly, absolutely. And I can condense the findings of this year's Future Health Index into three parts. So firstly, we see that Singapore healthcare leaders are ahead of the curve in terms of championing data, AI, and predictive analytics. Encouragingly, this is translating to actions and investments too. Investments in AI and predictive analytics are expected to continue to increase over the next 3 years, with top investment priorities growing in clinical use such as AI in clinical decision support, integrating diagnostics and predicting outcomes.
And when you say AI in clinical decision-making support, can you give us some examples of what exactly you mean by that?
So AI in terms of decision clinical support could mean, for instance, supporting radiologists with image segmentation and quantification for greater confidence and consistency in diagnosis. And another example would be in cancer care, where AI can help integrate data across different specialties to support the cancer care teams with a more definitive diagnosis, faster diagnosis, and to inform selection of the best treatment pathway for the patient.
Ivy, I want to shift now to the topic of sustainability, and I was checking this out on the World Health Organization website. The total amount of waste generated by healthcare activities, about 85% of that is general. That means non-hazardous waste comparable to domestic waste. So it could potentially be recycled. And the remaining 15% is considered hazardous waste material. But 85%, I mean, that's a significant quantity. What's being done in the area of sustainability when it comes to the healthcare industry? Because often we don't hear that much about it.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question, Rachel, because and that brings me to the third part of the findings for the report. The report tells us that local priorities are indeed shifting towards sustainability as well as social responsibility, right? In terms of sustainability, last year, we only had 2% of Singapore leaders placing sustainability as a priority, although many of them recognize that it will grow on the list of priorities. And this year, it is so encouraging that we have 24% of Singapore leaders regarding environmental sustainability as a top priority today. And that's a 12-fold increase, right? Coming to the point of what can be done, for example, we have a program, what we call Closed Loop, right? Where we take back old equipment and we recycle them. And that actually helps dramatically to reduce wastage. We also help customers upgrade their equipment so that those equipment can be used for longer without compromising on image quality or speed of attaining those images.
I see. I mean, and that's just a phenomenal jump, though. I can't believe. So 2%, I mean, we're talking about healthcare leaders, just for anyone who's joining us now. 2% of healthcare leaders were looking at sustainability as a priority last year here in Singapore, and that number has now gone up to 24%. How do you see this trend evolving going forward, Ivy?
I believe this trend will continue to climb higher because I think environmental sustainability is practically in the news every day, right? We see the effects of
climate change.
Of what climate change is doing. And therefore, I do believe and have every confidence that our healthcare leaders see that as well. And healthcare industry, it's not a secret, right, that the healthcare industry is among the most carbon-intensive service sectors. So obviously, still a lot that we can do to improve and to raise sustainability in the sector.
Okay, well, Ivy, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and sharing all those insights.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Ivy Lai, who is the country manager of Philips Singapore. You are listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.